Get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, and with us this morning is Barry Shamish, investigative reporter from Israel. Spent 30 years there uncovering the various criminal activities at the highest levels of the Israeli government because of threats on his own life, forced to come to the United States. And we try to get Barry on a regular basis to keep us abreast of what's going on in the Near East, because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, what happens to Israel is going to have a profound impact upon what's happening in all of the Middle East, Near East, and, of course, is eventually going to have an impact on what happens here in the United States. So we need to keep an eye on Israel. Certainly it's under tremendous pressure today from without, and, of course, it's also being betrayed by its leaders and our leaders. And with that as a background, Barry Shamish, you pick up the story of this amazing thing that's going on over in Israel today that we're not hearing a thing about here in the United States. Go right ahead.
Yeah, there's a lesson here to be learned. What happened is on Thursday, that's 4 days ago, all aircraft fueling in Israel was ordered stopped. Well, resulting in thousands of passengers being stranded at the airport with no possibility of leaving. And it's not just Ben-Gurion airports. All the other airports, Haifa, Eilat, same thing. The fuel was contaminated. Now, how do you contaminate jet fuel? Now, when this story broke, two engineers who knew something about jet fuel contacted me via contacts, and they explained the process of checking and creating jet fuel, and they both said you just can't put contaminated fuel into a jet plane with these safety measures. And both asked, have you ever heard of another place where all the every plane was simply at rest until the fuel was clean? Have you ever heard of an incident like that where entire airports throughout the country were shut down?
Well, now, not only that, but you would think that this would be first-class news, first-base news here in the United States. This is a major catastrophe. If it's in Israel, it could hit every country in the world or hit our country, and yet the conspiracy of silence. Go right ahead.
Well, I'll just give a notable quote from an airport official. He said that the chaos that confronts us now is colossal. All flight landing in Israel will have to stop in Larnaca so they have fuel to take off later. That means that entire layoffs and landing schedules will have to be altered in Cyprus as well as Israel. This will disrupt the entire system and create massive delays. If the problem isn't solved immediately, chaos will rule.
Now, basically, what's happening is all the planes are being forced to stop in Cyprus to fuel up with fuel before they go into Israel, so they'll have be able to take off from Israel and get out of there, because they can't use any of the fuel that's available at the Israeli airports. And well, this has been for the last 4 days.
Cyprus is incoming from Europe and America. The other airport nearby is Amman, and that would be flights coming from the east, Far East. Well, the fact is, here are the numbers. There were 29 flights canceled due to fuel shortage. Only six, they were all grounded. Only six planes had enough fuel within them to fly the crummy 10 minutes to Amman. 20 of 29 didn't take off for fuel. They didn't have enough fuel to get anywhere. Now, this isn't just in El Al. There's another airline in Israel, Arkia, does the local but also international flights. They canceled 20 flights in one day because they couldn't get fuel. Now, this was detected over a week ago, and I'm not going to dive into the cover-up. They didn't say anything because of financial considerations, which actually is a very honest answer. Nonetheless, they gave in when an Arkia plane took off. There were three small explosions heard inside the Arkia engine, and then the order was issued to stop all fueling activities. Now, they found a substance. That's what they found. They don't know what it is. It's a black substance. They're so stumped in Israel what it is, they sent samples on to Germany so they could identify it, which means, well, it was a tremendous act of terrorism. Now, however this works, there are two jet fuel providers in Israel, Paz and Mercury. And, their refineries, I think, are in Haifa. That's where most of the country's refineries are. But the big storage filter where the fuel is checked and it goes through double checks is at Ben-Gurion. Now, my theory, and it's just a theory right now, but it's got some logic behind it. I can't see the refinery being sabotaged. That's a lot of fuel in a refinery. You've got to get it concentrated if you're going to do good sabotage. And hopefully Ben-Gurion Airport, where they have the storage tanks, hopefully they have some security and they don't hire Arabs or potential murderers. Remember, the idea is to bring down planes. It's not just... There was an effect by bringing down airports, but the ultimate effect was the murder that comes along with bringing down planes. I hope Ben-Gurion has some security. What I think happened is when they put into trucks from Haifa to Ben-Gurion, they got to the driver or drivers. In this case, quite likely Arabs, or they just bribed them. That's my theory. It was on the supply chain that they got to the fuel.
All right. We'll be back with Barry Shamish in just a moment here at the American Freedom Now.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess Barry Shamus. Barry, you pick up the story. Barry's talking about the sabotage of the aviation fuel over in Israel over the last 4 days. It's been public knowledge there, but not a word in the American media. Front page information and news in Israel, conspiracy of silence in the United States. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, to get people and goods on planes, goods like the mail, they would have had to simply reschedule every plane to land in Cyprus or Amman before they come to Israel and get their takeoff fuel there, because there is none in Israel. And I would assume that that is what is going on today. Now, what this contaminant did was clog the fuel filters, just the same as in your car. I need a tune-up. My car is conking out. Same with a plane. You clog the fuel filters, fuel doesn't make it through, and you get a spasm in the engine, which can knock it out. That's what this contaminant does. The only problem is it was sent for testing in Israel, and, well, they couldn't identify it. Look, if you can't identify a black oily substance in your fuel, then you've got to assume that it could be toxic. That's when they banned all Israeli fuel from the planes, but they couldn't find what was inside the fuel in Israel. And there's pretty good chemists there. They took clogged filters, and they sent them to Germany, and they're waiting for the results. I haven't heard what the results are, but the damage... look, Israel is isolated. It's linked to the rest of the world. Is 95% planes. What the damage done? I mean, look. What if the Air Force also has contaminated fuel? You're not only isolated. You're in a very indefensible position. Now, as it happens, I have a kind of in on jet fuel. My daughter's a chemist at the air, chemical worker for the Air Force, and I phoned her, and she wouldn't tell me anything. Only that she knew that this problem existed. She wouldn't open her mouth if she knew anything. But nonetheless, I got confirmation that this problem does exist. What you've got right now is a top-notch terror attack on Israel, memorable. And by the way, whatever this stuff is, this black oily stuff, well, it can probably go to any airport in the world if somebody knows how to make it, whatever it may be. This is a very, very important story that people don't know about. It's shocking, really. It's so big, but nobody knows about it.
Well, I think that the significant thing, and first of all, is that they were able to do it. Secondly, that Israel, of course, has not been able to cure the problem. But third is the fact that the story is being totally blocked out in the United States. We have to ask,
well,
why.
I wonder if it's blacked out or just for some reason people don't understand the significance of cutting Israel's transportation routes. As I said, other than the rare boat traffic to get into Israel, you need a plane. And as I said as well, I think the idea was to make planes crash and kill lots of people. Nonetheless, the result of discovering this stuff, which prevented the air crashes, has created, a bigger problem than had a plane actually crashed in midair. You've got thousands upon thousands of people who, I assume today with big delays they can get out of the country. Fuel was shipped in from Cyprus and Jordan, but you want to talk about a country teetering on the edge. Somebody succeeded in doing a tremendous act of damage and sabotage in Israel, and somehow everybody missed it. Whether on purpose or not, somebody missed it.
Well, we have a very interconnected world today, and there's so many things and within the structure of society could be certainly destroyed by acts of terrorism. And, of course, the most amazing thing to me is with all those terrorists, al-Qaeda terrorists over there and all throughout the Near East and Middle East who hate America, we have wide-open borders. People can come in from Mexico. We've had no significant acts of terrorism here in the United States.
Well, just wait.
Beg your pardon?
Just wait.
Oh, I'm sure they will come, but we had the shoe bomber, but they forgot to put blasting caps in, so the shoes didn't detonate. We had the
look, a lot of people take 9/11 at its word.
Caps, and so it didn't detonate. And they taught this fella how to build a bomb to go off in Times Square, but it was a smoke bomb. And we have to ask, how could all these terrorists be so dumb when it comes to sabotaging the United States, but very, very good when it comes to sabotaging Israel? This could have been a real catastrophe if a couple of planes had gone down.
As I said, most Americans accept the government story of 9/11, so they wouldn't agree with that. They think America is very vulnerable to terrorism. Nonetheless, let's go on to the next business at hand, and that is this organization, the sudden unity between the PLO and Hamas.
All right, go right ahead.
Well, there were in Egypt, I think it was a week, 10 days ago, the PLO and Hamas agreed to form one Palestinian Authority government. In practice, that isn't being done, but that's what they say. There'll be elections in September, winner take all, and all this kind of stuff. The problem for Israel is this really is the end of the Oslo Peace Accord, because Israel did not negotiate an accord with Hamas. All right? They negotiated with the PLO. And they're liable to keep every clause. They've got a contract authorized by Bill Clinton of the United States with the PLO. You bring in Hamas, well, that's not the agreement that Israel signed. They didn't sign anything with Hamas. Now, Israel is worried silly about this unity, but it took a fairly big blow against the Palestinian Authority. What happened in Oslo was the Palestinians don't have an airport. They don't have any major seaport, just fishing boats. So Israel brought in the goods headed for the Palestinian Authority and collected the duties and taxes on incoming goods. And they are required to transfer this money to the Palestinian Authority, which they do every year. $1.4 billion comes from Israeli collected taxes. By the way, that's two-thirds of the Palestinian Authority's budget, which leads us to wonder if they're taxing their people at all. But neither here nor there. Israel wouldn't hand over this month's tax collections, duty collections. They withheld $87 million. And that, well, the Palestinian Authority didn't pay their workers this month. Now, that's not the interesting part. Obviously, Israel doesn't want this money going to Hamas, which are going to use it to buy rockets. Okay, from Israel's point of view, they've got a pretty strong argument there. Who are they giving the money to now if Hamas is part of the Palestinian Authority? But Abbas had a very, the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, had a very strange reaction. He didn't go crazy. He was calm. He asked, and by the way, this material originated in Debka, which I use very, very rarely. But it was sent to me by so many people. I have to look at this. What Abbas said is, why is Netanyahu doing this to us? He knows it was Obama's idea to sign the agreement. Now, first of all, I think he's telling the truth. Remember, they went to Egypt, and Egypt still has plenty of diplomatic control by the United States, lots of it. They met there, and, well, it's part of a much grander scheme by the, and this, by the way, is the Obama administration, even though it's getting plenty of help. Obama wants the Muslim Brotherhood to take over the Middle East.
I think that is probably the most significant thing you've said this morning, Barry. The Obama administration wants the Muslim Brotherhood to take over the Middle East. Why would anybody want the Muslim Brotherhood, the radical Muslims, to take over the near Middle East, the Near East? Why they would be an enemy to the United States? And I would like to point out that that's exactly what our administration wants. They want a new enemy. We don't have the enemy of communism. We need an enemy now to rally the people behind the government. Osama bin Laden, the boogeyman, is now dead. Now we'll have the Islamic Brotherhood. And after all, I believe that our administration wants a major war. You can't have a major war unless you have an enemy. And now we'll have the Muslim Brotherhood. Go ahead.
Well, there was a poll in Egypt this week asking if they're in favor of canceling the peace agreement with Israel. And some 60% said, yeah, cancel the agreement. Enough of this stupid peace agreement. If there was an election, as the army has said there will be, but I don't believe it, they're going to stay in power. But if there was, the Egyptian people would vote for an anti-peace, and the leading party would be the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, remember that right when the Egyptian riots started, I found a very strange connection between Mohammed Elbaridi, who I had never heard of before. He was an executive of George Soros's crisis group, and he was sent to Egypt to negotiate for the Muslim Brotherhood. You can trace Well, you can trace the American involvement so easily and CFR involvement so easily, which, by the way, the leaders have, they've wised up. Libya is fighting America. No, well, how can you miss it? America's bombing them. More to the point, Syria. Syria knows that it's an American-led insurrection, that there was nothing natural about this, and they're fighting for their lives. And by the way, while we're on this, if you want to talk prophecy now, this business about Damascus being ruined, there's now a civil war going on in Damascus. It started yesterday with not just protesters. You've got army officers now defecting. If you want to see Damascus ruined, that's the way to go about it naturally. They are fighting in Damascus, and it's really vicious, violent, bloody battles going on right now.
Yes, but I fear that the United States, or at least our intelligence agencies, are financing this whole uprising in Syria, Libya, throughout the Muslim world. Go ahead. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shepard.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I'm Dan here. I guess this morning, Barry's damaged. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and, of course, how they can get to your PayPal button and help support you so you can continue keeping us informed about what's going on over there in Israel.
Sure. The books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. When you get in there, you'll see a search box right in my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish. And you'll be right, well, what you're hearing today, times many thousands, are in these books. And to download them, to get an e-book in a couple of minutes is like $7. Sent to your home, it's more. My website is barrychamish.com. At the bottom of the main page is a PayPal button, and contributions are very, very welcome. And, well, if you ask, I'll send you a really nice package of DVDs. Just ask, and they're at your home. And if you want to invite me to speak or to actually buy the DVDs, my number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079.
All right.
All right, back to the Middle East.
Back to the Middle East.
Actually, the Arab stuff is of interest to me personally. Well, I just got a real threat from the lawyer of General Yisrael Ziv. Now, for anyone who has forgotten, it was just at the start of the Libyan uprising when Yediot Ahronot and Inyan Hayom in Israel printed not a headline. It was just mentioned that the Israeli cabinet, Netanyahu, Barak, Lieberman, had decided to save Gaddafi. They decided that what would replace him is going to be an Islamic State, and they're going to help Gaddafi save his regime. They contacted this General Ziv, who's got a company, Global Securities, in Africa. They made the arrangements. They met with the Libyan security officials. And for $5 billion, all kinds of well-equipped African troops by the many thousands came into Libya and saved Gaddafi. Well, this lawyer, Moshe Khan is his name, well, he just thinks that I'm super powerful. He gave me all kinds of reasons why I'm being sued. Apparently, my little article is being taken quite seriously all over the world, and they want it off my website immediately. I have 24 hours to do this, and I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to be cowed into doing such a thing. I checked out who General Ziv is, and he is really a horrid piece of work. He was the general in charge of evacuating the Jews from Gush Katif, from Gaza. He's got no conscience, and I'm not going to buckle. If they sue me, they said either in America or Israel, if they sue me, I have nothing to give them. Fine. Fair enough. I'll be hounded to death. But the fact remains, I stand by this article, and I'm just not I'm not going to be called a purveyor of defamation by his lawyer.
Okay, well, it's going to be interesting to see how that ends up. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, if it ends up, if I could afford the kind of legal advice. He can buy a whole law firm, this General Ziv. I can't even get a lawyer. The trial would be rigged from the beginning. I wouldn't be able to defend myself. This is how they do it. They just try and break you through lawsuits. That's how Lyndon LaRouche, and you just break, if you defame the person, you just take them to court. And, well, I'm now following into the grand tradition of, well, Scientology, all kinds of people who just harangue you with lawsuits. But, again, I'm not changing my website. That's it. Now, there's a little, well, there was a conference in Ramla this week. It was about the effect of Arabs moving into Israeli cities, and the numbers are rising tremendously. This after a few years after the Supreme Court of Israel decided that Jews, that it's discriminatory for a Jew not to sell to an Arab. All of a sudden, a lot of money has gone into these Arabs to buy Jewish properties and homes for three times their value. And, well, they're picking their cities well. What they're doing is choking Israel. It works like this. Lodz, which is next to Ben-Gurion, saw a 24% rise in the number of Arabs in the last few years, and correspondingly a drop of 8% of the Jews. 1,000 Jews left Upper Nazareth, a 7% drop in the last few years. 300 Arabs moved to the city, a 40% rise. Haifa's population dropped by 7,000. What's happening is when your neighborhood becomes Arab, you haul ass out of there. That's what the Jews are doing. Now, what they're doing is, according to this conference, they're moving in, there's a massive emigration of the Jewish public from their home communities to Judea and Samaria. Surprise, surprise. That little fact did surprise a lot of people. It's safer in Judea and Samaria than in Lodz and in central Israel. That's, well, from Haifa down to Rishon LeZion, including Tel Aviv, is central Israel. Now, what the effect of all this is, well, is terrifying for Israel. The Jewish majority in the north of Israel is declining at a rate of 3.17% a year. And in the south, that's the Negev all the way to Eilat, it's declining at a rate of 4.3% a year. What you've got is Israel being choked, that its Jewish residents are being literally forced out. They don't want to live in an Arab neighborhood. That's, frankly, why do the Arabs want to live in a Jewish neighborhood? Somebody is funding them. The funding is coming from Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states. The plan is working like a charm. Israel, the north and the south, are at a very fast pace to become a majority Arab within, well, 3.17% a year. You figure it out when the change hits. But this is something that people should know. I hear the music.
Yep. And we'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shammy.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom Good Sabbath.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, Barry Shamish, our last... go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, well...
our last quarter.
We'll finish off with something that, again, Israelis should know, but they don't know, that their secret services, the Shabak, are working with the Arabs and not... Well, they're working against the Jews. Now, the director of the... outgoing director of the Shabak is Yuval Diskind. He had a press conference, and what he said is that the whoever takes over his position has to take a closer look at the Jews, not the Arabs in Judea and Samaria. Now, remember, this is in the wake of the Fogel massacre, the Jerusalem bombing, the murder of... Ben Yosef Livnat, after praying at Joseph's tomb. It's not the Jews that are doing this. It's the Arabs that are shooting Jews. And he's saying that we're going to watch, well, we're going to watch out for the Jews, the Secret Service of Israel. Now, remember, this is just a radical left-wing, really radical left-wing point of view. And this guy is head of the security agency. Well, it's dedicated to providing security to all Israeli citizens, and that includes the Israelis of Judea and Samaria. And by the way, this goes into actual practice. I'll get into that briefly. But this can, his threat is not Hamas. It's not Arab terrorists. It's right-wing Jewish radical groups. And he's really worried about the Hilltop Youth. These are new hippies who move to isolated hilltops in Judea and Samaria to be closer to nature. They aren't organized, and they're not terrorists, and neither group even wants to be in the Israeli government, but this is who he's going to send the Israeli Secret Service to watch. Here's what he calls them, Diskind, that is. I detect anti-government, anti-establishment, and even delusional messianic processes within this group. So the secret, because of this, he discerns it without any actual proof. He just discerns it, that the Israeli Internal Secret Service is, their resources are being used to watch and frame these guys and not to prevent terrorism. And there's been plenty of it recently from the Arabs of Judea and Samaria. Something is upside down in this world. But here's the part that I think you should really pay attention to. This, a quote, Diskind also made an unwarranted allusion to the Prime Minister's personal security detail, saying that another assassination of a Prime Minister, remember, it's the Israeli Secret Service, the Shabak, who guard the Prime Minister of Israel. Now, he is saying that they're no good. And what he's saying is that if Netanyahu were assassinated, it would be tantamount to the destruction of the Third Temple. What does he know? When the head of the Shabak, the Secret Service, is criticizing Netanyahu's bodyguards, who are also from the Shabak, the Secret Service, and warning that he's about to be assassinated, remember, the Shabak, the Secret Service, and its head at the time, Carmi Gilon, were in on the Rabin assassination. His own bodyguard shot him dead. That's the way it really happened. And here is Diskin saying the same thing is about to happen to Netanyahu. Boy, if I were Netanyahu, I would be plenty worried about this press conference Diskin had and the warning given to him. It was a warning. There's no doubt about it. This was a warning to Netanyahu that get on the ball or, well, there's nothing I can do but your security detail. I've already told the people that I'm worried about it, or else you're going to be assassinated. That's what this man said at this press conference, and I would take that very, very seriously. And if I were Netanyahu, I would really be watching my back these days.
And I think it's important that our listeners understand that Netanyahu traditionally has been very close to the Council on Foreign Relations and certainly has carried out their policies. So why in the world would the head of the Israeli Secret Service be threatening the president they're supposed to be guarding? Doesn't make sense.
It makes lots of sense. Read my book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? Carmi Gilon was giving little hints like this publicly just before he knocked off Rabin. It's just basic strategy. The point is, I look for it and I see it, and other people don't. They're starting this stuff again. That's the way I saw this message.
Well, it's going to be an interesting time over there, and it's going to be fascinating as we see this whole story unfold. But the peace of the world has been shattered by mass uprisings all throughout the Near East and the Middle East, and now the head of Israeli Secret Service is suggesting that his own agents are going to be unable to guard the Prime Minister of Israel. We live in a world gone mad.
Yeah, the Patsy is out there. He's out there and he's being set up. And the Israeli right never learns. You know, women in green who were set up by someone named Itamar Ben-Gvir, who sent during the Gush Katif demonstrations, they were the ones who were there by the... Well, 2,400 of them were in this hotel. Ben-Gvir shows up, puts his boys, start a first-class shooting war with the next Arab village. The word is out that Gush Katif is an Arab-Israeli conflict, which it wasn't. Ben-Gvir is taken away by the police before the action starts. The women in green who knew he was a Shabak agent, who knew he had hundreds of their women arrested, have hired him as their lawyer.
I live in a world gone mad, Barry.
But this is a very deluded Israel.
We live in a world gone mad. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, you will. Bye.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. voiceofmanywaters.org. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, this is Dr. Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our weekly conversations with Barry. Sometimes you have a little difficulty following, but his information is valid. He's an astute observer of what's going on over there, and he'll keep us abreast of the strange things happening. The world is in turmoil. There is a conscious, organized effort to turn all of the Near East and the Middle East over to the Muslim Brotherhood. Where did the Muslim Brotherhood came from? It was organized by MI6, British intelligence, taken over by the CIA, that is continuous financing not only the Muslim Brotherhood, but Al-Qaeda today, creating the best enemy money could buy. Covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. And, of course, their thesis is we created this Frankenstein monster, and it's gotten out of hand. I don't think it's got out of hand at all. I think our leaders want an enemy so we can have another war. Exactly as they wanted the Nazi movement so we can have another war. And if you question the fact that we financed the Nazis, not only before, but during the war, you need to read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, History of the World in Our Time. We're a leading historian of the last century. But he talks about the Cliveden set, the little round table group tied into Cecil Rhodes' secret society that encouraged Adolf Hitler at every turn. And then you want to get John Loftus's excellent book, America's Nazi Secret, goes into the background, 100 major corporations, American corporations, building the weapons for Adolf Hitler, not only before the war, but during the war, headed by Americans who were never tried for treason, despite the fact they created the weapons and built the weapons used to kill Americans at Normandy and at the Battle of the Bulge and all during the Second World War. For further verification, we have a letter I found when I went to Colonel House's papers from the American ambassador, William Dodd, to Colonel House in 1936, asking why those 100 corporations were in Germany building up the Nazi war machine. You want to get Anthony Sutton's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler and Charles Higham trading with the enemy, how the Standard Oil tankers were providing the oil tankers, providing the oil for the German submarines. During the war, those submarines were sinking the American ships loaded with American servicemen. Those three books, Trading with the Enemy, America's Nazi Secret, and certainly Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, are available from Radio Liberty, and we'll be glad to send you free of charge a copy of Ambassador Dodd's letter. This is a side of history you're never going to read. The Nuremberg trials were as phony as the $3 bill. Oh, they sent a few Nazis to prison camps, even executed a couple of them. But, of course, most of the Nazis escaped to South America with the full help of the CIA and MI6. And you need to get the 4-tape set we have on Operation Paperclip. Operation Paperclip. When you get... We also carry another book called... used to be Operation Bluebird. It's now called the CIA Doctors, but they were the Nazis we brought over to work in mental health here. They were the Nazi war criminals who should have been tried in Nuremberg. Instead, they were brought over here. Why? Because behind everything are powerful spiritual forces, and the same spiritual forces energized an element within the CIA, an element that energized the Nazi movement. You need to get the four CDs of the Illuminati, available for greater liberty. The two four-tape sets, part one, part two, at number 1-800-544-8897.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
6. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood.